I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
It is a beautiful Monday, November 24, year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:09 and change here this morning. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it. Because our president and his administration are working to do things to help the American people. How novel. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga, featuring today his great Eastern Roofing Systems Company, like attorney Lawrence Finn, Pocono Pines, Michael Keating, born Newark, but he was raised in Pittston, Jerry Mott, Scranton. Veterans we lost, but celebrate today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where one of our major political parties has gone insane, where the establishment has gone insane, both here and abroad. And we're here to bring it right back. Well, good Monday, guys. Thanksgiving week. One of my favorite weeks of the year, if not my favorite. Well, again, it depends what happens. But I just love Thanksgiving. I say this about Thanksgiving versus Christmas. And I'm aside from the religious implications, quite obviously. But as a holiday, not as a holy day, as a holiday, Thanksgiving, unlike Christmas, which is all wind up and no pitch, this entire weekend is great. Now that they've added NFL football on Friday, that's great. So we play what's called the toilet bowl that has been going on for goshes. I don't know, it's got to be 50 years, maybe. I haven't been in it for 50 years, but 20-some. And with just a brief interruption, a brief interlude for prison. But, yeah. So we'll be doing that and our normal traditions. A little bit of a hiccup. Cutie, we had moved Thanksgiving dinner at my parents' house up to 1 o'clock, which I love. Although I can't eat what I used to eat. If I eat a decent amount even at my parents', I can't eat again when we go up to Cutie's sister's. And the food is fabulous at both places, so I want it. I just can't do it. But anyway, because of a little bit of a turkey snafu, we're going to be just going to my mother's, and Cutie's going to have to visit and then go to her family, and we'll be separate for at least during the day on Thanksgiving. That's a little disappointing, but these things happen. But the whole holiday. And when in the days when I really went out, and maybe we'll do it again, you'd go out on that Wednesday night and everybody'd be in town and it was fabulous. So Cutie and I went Friday, stayed home. Saturday, we said, hey, we're just going to go down to Atera. And we're going to sit at the bar, and they now have TVs. They're not too oppressive. They don't take away the vibe. But we'll sit at the bar and relax and, you know, eat, order appetizers and whatever. It was just a fabulous night. So many great people coming in. They had Latino night at Sergei's. It was jammed. And people were having a great time upstairs and downstairs. It was really a great day. Great day. Then yesterday, Cutie and I, we babysat three of my four grandchildren, and we have an infant now, little MJ. And little MJ's a fuss budget. So Cutie's better at playing with my little girl grandchildren. And so she was doing that, and so I was holding little MJ. I call him Spitz. That's a family nickname. And so we had some real bonding time, but he's just one of these little babies who 10 minutes in one particular position, then he wants something else. And, 5 minutes with the bottle and then no. And all of that. So, but he was, it was great. It was great. Then you have to get up and walk around with him, and then that calms him down again. But a very willful little boy, and fun. But it was a great that was a great afternoon. But Cutie and I said, "Wow!" I remember when we went quickly when I was with my raising kids. We had twins, so we went from one to three like in a flash, and then four and five after that. But every other year. But I remember those days after yesterday. It's a little tiring. Exhausting would be an exaggeration. But, yeah, great, great weekend. I hope you had a good one, too. And it has to be you can't overdo it because you want to be ready for action for Thanksgiving, whether it's that's the Wednesday night or, of course, for Thanksgiving itself. And then, see, for me, Friday, Saturday, Cutie does all our plans. I don't know what she has in store for us, but I've delegated that. I'm not henpecked. There's a difference. I suspect I could be, but I'm at the point where I say, well, no, I don't. I just don't do that. I'm not in charge of our social life. You have to talk to Cutie. Cutie will arrange things. And so I don't know what she has arranged, and I don't have to know because I just have to, she'll give me a time to be ready, and I do that, and that's it. That's all. It's a very easy, headache-free existence. Oh, Cabinet Guy says, you didn't watch the Eagles get shot down? Yes, we did. Wow. I thought they were going to blow them out yesterday. And it's 21-0, and the Eagles get the ball, and then wow. And then they just fell apart in the second half. Frustrating game. But it's a football game. Cutie and I were saying, you know, we were talking about it on Friday or Saturday at Otero. We said, well, why don't we bet together? You know, $100, nothing of consequence. And then I guess as we'd have a couple of drinks, well, maybe we'll bet a lot of money. And fortunately, we did not bet anything. Man, that would have ruined the weekend. Whew. Crazy, though. Yeah, the football was good. I watched a lot of football with little MJ there. Because obviously he doesn't know what room he's in, and you feed him in the living room. But yeah, that was the weekend. It was good. We got a shock collar for Chauncey because he's very, speaking of willful, he gets himself in a, you know, he gets him wound up, and he's at least 120 pounds, maybe more, and so he can be overwhelming. So he's bigger than Cutie. So we had to get a shock collar for him. So, because if you have a robe on for some reason that floats his boat and he starts grabbing and pulling on the sleeves of your robe, more with Cutie than me. But, so he's going to have to be corrected in some. And I've got to get him to get along with the cat. He'll just chase it. He doesn't dislike the cat. He just loves chasing the cat. And that poor little guy, I mean, poor Ponth, he just wants to participate in family life, and Chauncey will not let him. And it's a relentlessness, too. So we'll see if the shock collar takes care of that. It doesn't hurt him. It just surprises him. And we'll see if that actually trains them a little bit. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, segment one has concluded. You've heard we ran the Mondami Trump stuff. Mondami he's a shapeshifter. He's just a complete phony. And so he was as meek as could be in the Oval Office. And then, then sharper language on the weekend, you know, that total phoniness, that fake smile. He's really revolting, and he's a communist. And by the way, what's the difference between a socialist and a communist? I really want to know. See, this is all, we got to remember for these left-wing goofballs, it's branding. So the communist brand is no good. The socialist brand is okay. So they call themselves socialists. Well, you can't have socialism without being a communist, without being totalitarian, because a certain amount of people are going to resist having their freedoms and their choices taken away. Not to mention their standard of living. Yeah, amazing. Navy guy. Yeah, Navy guy's right about the Giants. They're a fun team to watch. You can't hate them, can you? Even though they got rid of my coach, but that's okay. They're just not that good. But, yeah, big football week this week. And I'll put on the golf shoes, which serve as cleats on Thursday morning. We'll take a break and be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Platters. Murph says this date, 1958, they were moving up the charts with their new hit, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program. We're going to finish today, Bulldog, with Breaking Benjamin, because they were from Wilkes-Barre, and they had the number one hit back in 2009. I Will Not Bow. I'm pretty sure I'll remember it. So a couple of texts I want to get to, because there are some good ones. The very first inclination of a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia is starting to come to fruition. You have Democrats running the news outlets saying it's going to be a bad deal for Ukraine when they don't even know what the deal is yet. These people are sick. They'd rather go to war, have the war go on for years and spend hundreds of billions of tax dollars. Tom from Dallas, you're right. It's sad. It really, The Democrat Party is a disgrace. Think of it. Oh, God. You could just go from Hakeem Jeffries to stupid Chuck Schumer. Wow. These are awful, awful people. They're not just wrong on policy. They're disgusting people. Sorry to say it. And I am sorry to say it. I really am. But you got to call balls and strikes. Somebody else, Bob, all over the internet, Doge to shut down early within a month. Doge was a good thing, but executed wrong. I'll quibble with that contention, but you continue. The whole concept of chainsaw to government. What chainsaw? They identified cuts of about $100 billion. We spend about $4 trillion a year. What chainsaw? See, you have fallen victim. You've fallen victim to the media lies and the Democrat lies. But what Doge did for those who are discerning, it demonstrated that government was nothing but a circle jerk. A trillion of your dollars every year going to nonprofits and NGOs in the Beltway to spend money on ridiculous programs that never gets to the programs as ridiculous as they are. You know, all that money, Sesame Street and Ukraine and all the nonsense, it never got there. It paid 6- and 7-figure salaries to people inside the Beltway and never arrived. Peru didn't have LGBTQ training. It never got there. Remember the $93 billion that the disgusting, sickening Biden administration let out the door after Kamala was defeated? $93 billion. Nobody knows where it went. Nobody knows what it did. Remember the $2 billion to Stacey Abrams Group? How did she go from bankruptcy to multimillionaire? In to lose elections. You would think she'd be poorer after that. No. The disgrace of what government has become on all levels, that was a huge eye-opener. We just cannot forget it. Now, you cannot control the left-wing media. And you remember all the protests over Doge, burning Teslas and all that? People paid to do it. They didn't even know what they were protesting about. They didn't know what they were burning cars for. Had no idea. They were paid to do it, number one. Number two, nobody was protesting the programs. What was happening is the people who've been buttering their own bread paid people to keep government big, bloated, and controlled by them. That's what happened. And that was never going to change because you were goring their ox. Government is a disgrace. The Democrat Party is a disgrace. The establishment in Harrisburg, in Washington, and in your hometown, disgraceful. That's what Doge did. A few billion shekels it saved. Yeah, maybe a good thing. By the way, all volunteers. So any money they saved, they saved. But the exposure of what government had become, which is, oh, I'll take care of you, you take care of me, I take care of you, I'll get you government taxpayer money, then you contribute to my campaign, and let's just keep this ball rolling. Ginny C. says, you better watch yourself before Cutie puts a shock collar on you. Have a good Thanksgiving for you and yours, and please keep me in your prayers. Need them for a proper diagnosis. You are in our prayers, Ginny. Thank you. Joe from Trips Park. Most people complaining about Doge can't write a trillion on a piece of paper, much less understand the slush fund Doge uncovered. And that's all it was. Government as a slush fund. Somebody else, your constant ad hominem attacks are getting boring. You're a smart person. You could do better. Or tell me. Tell me what is getting boring. And please remember this. At least you're listening. But the issue is, what are they doing with their money? They're wasting your money, and you don't care. What's that about? I don't get it. I really don't. Wasting your money on nonsense, and you don't care. You want it to continue. Crazy. Well, all right, we're past time. Let's do what we got to do. Hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with our veterans tribute and then the weather and more. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend, John Basiliga. Featuring on Mondays, his first company, Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup, PA. One of the largest and the premier roofing contractor for institutional, commercial, and other means throughout the eastern United States. And guess what? They'll take all that expertise, all that buying power, and bring it to your home or small building here in Northeast PA because they're headquartered here. Eastern Roofing Systems. Attorney Lawrence Finn. He passed away November 10th at Lehigh Valley Hospital Muhlenberg campus. He graduated from Plymouth High School in 1961, then King's College. He was a teacher, and then he enrolled in officer candidate school at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, where he was commissioned second lieutenant in the Army Corps of Engineers. He served in Vietnam from 1970 to 71. After returning, Larry enrolled in the University of Toledo School of Law, graduating in 1974. He was a member of the Bradford Bar Association for 3 years and the Monroe County Bar Association from 1979 until his death. He practiced law in Pocono Pines for over 40 years. He's survived by his wife of 54 years, Ann, who was also formerly of Wilkes-Barre, his son, his daughter, 4 grandchildren, and many other family members. Interred in Bethlehem, PA, Attorney Lawrence Finn. Our veteran this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds, then sunny and breezy, 48. It's already 44. We could hit 50 today. Tonight, cloudy skies, 35. Tuesday, clouds with showers likely late in the day, 50. Wednesday, clouds, breaks of sun, milder with a chance of showers, high near 60, and that's as far as Joe takes it. We don't know what's going to happen after that. I heard tell it's going to get colder. One of our listeners texts in, Bob, you missed the point. Doge did expose government waste. That was a good thing. But in the end, people have wanted good government. If my narrative is wrong, no, they don't want good government. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as good government. Government is made of people. People's frailties, when you give them a little power, are exaggerated. And that's why government sucks. You institute a government program, it fails, and then there are unintended consequences. Anyway, Republicans are doing such a great job modifying the government. Why are they getting crushed in the last election and the upcoming midterms? Please answer. Well, people are stupid. You don't get that yet? There's no, like, great wisdom of the mob. They fall for everything. They fall for everything. You look at it, you're falling for it. That there's good government. There are no good government programs. Zero. Let's take the gold standard. Okay? Let's take the gold standards. Let's take two. Two gold standards in government. Okay? One, both of which are programs that the government should do. That's Social Security. It's an abject failure. We're giving wealthy people money. Wealthy senior citizens are getting money from people who are poor. Do you know who pays a millionaire Social Security recipient's Social Security? An assistant mechanic with 2 kids. That's barely keeping his head above water. That's who pays their Social Security. It's an abject, complete failure, and it's still going to go bankrupt. Medicare, the same thing. Now, what's the other? And then, by the way, it's essential, but it's supposed to be for poor people. They screwed it up. It's for people of all stripes, all income levels. That's insane. And guess what? The people who've made a lot of money during their lifetimes, they get more Social Security than people who need it more. It's a completely upside down program. It's insane. Social Security is the proof that nothing works in government. Then you take the Defense Department. We're looking at the Chinese. Look at all the ships they're building. Look at all the capacity that they're creating. Look at all the lethality that they're creating. We spend $900 billion per year. We can't even build a ship. So please don't tell me about government. Good government doesn't exist. It's all levels of failure. And then lesser unintended consequences. It's crazy. Somebody takes it, only Republicans are good government? No! Who said that? Republicans are part of the screw up. They're part of the screw up. It's a disaster. Government is a complete disaster. And some really clever people realized, hey, we're spending so much money and nobody's paying attention. Let's start borrowing money from the government through the Energy Department. Let's start borrowing it through HHS and you name it. And let's make ourselves rich with nonprofits. And then we'll support the candidates who support the spending so that we get more. We're only giving back their tax dollars in campaign contributions. This is insane. Somebody else on a different aspect of government. All one needs to look at, they text in, failed government is to look at today's New York Post. There's a great article on how these goofy liberal judges are literally getting people killed by not locking up these career criminals. Example this week in Chicago, 8 people, mostly children, shot at a Christmas tree lighting. Yeah, how about that melee? And they don't want the National Guard. They don't want help. These sick, insane, evil people. Brandon Johnson is evil, the mayor. Jay Pritzker is evil. Then the woman getting set on fire in Chicago. The guy was arrested 72 times. And that's right, Chicago, $14.5 million spent on travel for teachers and administrators, and the kids can't spell dog if you give them the D and the G. Excellent. Obvious. Great. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Here's another, again, it's a TDS, but there's TRS, or RTRDS, Republican Derangement Syndrome, too. Did I mention party? Name some evil Republicans. Here's a person who just gets triggered and doesn't listen. Let me ask you a question. This is for this listener who's on the Republican thing. All right. What difference does it make when I say, and I could go through the whole list of Democrats that are insane, bordering on evil, who are driving this country to ruin. And I could go through example after example after example. You give me the example of the Republican doing the same thing, please. That's just where we are right now. Crazy. Please tell me something good they're doing. You tell me something good the Democrats are doing. Please do it. I'm open to it. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to discuss it. But for now, we have to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Bloomberg Money Minute in between. But let's hear from our great sponsors. The Young Rascals. Murph tells us this date, 1965. They started recording their hit, Good Lovin'. Bob Cadaro back with you. And then, of course, 1944 this date. U.S. bombers based in Saipan attacked Tokyo in the first raid against the Japanese capital by land-based planes. Unlike the Israelis, we just bombed the snot out of the Japanese. We didn't care if civilians were killed. The point was to terrorize them, to let them realize that they're losing this war and that ultimate destruction was coming. And it saved millions and millions of lives, mostly Japanese lives, by the way. I would maintain the same thing had happened in Gaza if we had just let the Jews go get them. Somebody texted, I was thinking while you're off for the holidays, instead of the best of shows, play the leaf filter commercial the entire show. I don't know why they don't change that thing. They should have 7 commercials for how much? Because they have a local buy and they have a national buy. That's why you hear it so much. Hey, we need the money. Listener asked, you just said Republicans are failures too. Please tell me something they are failing at. They're failing at reducing the size of government. And there's certain realities you have to deal with, which is the stupidity of the American voter and their capacity to believe the Democrat Party and the media and their lies. But they haven't reduced the size of government. They've exposed the waste. They exposed the nonsense. We only have to think about any particular program, we realize what a disaster it is. Yet they failed to cut it. So that's the failure. Government has grown in leaps and bounds to our detriment, to the detriment of the country, to the detriment of the American people. Bob, how about Shapiro bragging how he's giving $198 million of taxes back to 1 million people in Pennsylvania ever since the budget passed? It only cost the state $50 billion to do it. Also, what about the other 12 million people in Pennsylvania? Well, he's a typical phony left-wing Democrat. Somebody else texted in. John Fetterman on Fox yesterday said the Democrat Party owns the shutdown and the Hitler hate speech must stop immediately. And he's not going to participate in the insane, hateful nonsense his own party represents. Fetterman's basic narrative is it's time to get back to governing and doing our jobs as lawmakers and turn down the temperature. Fetterman said we were elected to serve the American people, not our own political party's interests. He's stating truth to power. Mr. Paul says, ad hominem. You are talking about what they actually do, what the party actually does. Yes. The fact that the Democrats know it, a Hakeem Jeffries, listen, nobody's that stupid. They perceive that they're voting in their own interest. Many people are wrong. But do you think for a second that Mamdani or any Democrat believes socialism, communism, is the way to go, is the best for the American people? No, it's the best for them. It's best for them. It's working nicely. Mamdani has not done anything in his life. Look at him. He's the mayor of New York. He's meeting in the Oval Office with the president of the United States. He's on national news every week or anytime he wants to be. It's working. Communism is working for him. He could not point to a single example. Bernie Sanders, the rest of the goofballs. None of them could point to the success of a government program, to the success of communism, to the success of socialism. None of them could, because there are no examples. And at some point, when someone's lying to you, then the attack and the turret has to turn on them. Hakeem Jeffries, he's an awful person. Awful. He lies without hesitation. And without grace, by the way. Mr. Paul doesn't know what ad hominem is. Well, actually, you don't. It's an argument directed against the person rather than the position they are maintaining. I'm talking about their positions. I'm talking about their policies. And if you subscribe to those, there's something wrong with you. That's like an inevitable lead-in. If you're trying to pass policies that will ultimately damage the American people but benefit you, you're a terrible person. And that's where the entire leadership of the Democrat Party, and I guarantee you a lot of their followership, that's a place they fall into. Sad. The government only does what's best for rich people. Stop it. Stop it. Jeez. That's just so stupid. That's so stupid. Rich people don't need the government. Name a policy that's good for rich people that any of these idiots have come up with. They're fine without it. They're fine without any of the programs. That's why they should not be given Social Security. Crazy. All right. We got to take a break because it's news time. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me so. Oh, gosh, I'm way over. And we got Monday Musings on the other side. So let's get to the news. 10:05. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.